With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Good afternoon. I'm Natasha Sinjanovic. As early voting began in the state today, some voters were being targeted with potentially illegal text messages. The Tennessean reports the content looks to undermine GOP gubernatorial candidates Randy Boyd and Bill Lee. They mirror some of the negative TV ads run by fellow candidate Diane Black. But the Republican congressman denies any involvement. The paper has not been able to identify who is behind the texts. In Tennessee, political communications must state who funded them. And by federal law, political campaigns cannot send unsolicited text messages. Meanwhile, at the polls, early voters have begun weighing in on what's important to them. Anna Henderson of Hendersonville voted in the Republican primary this morning. She says she's interested in anyone that supports decriminalizing marijuana.
Medical cannabis is huge for me, and that is something that brings people together. You know, we can't seem to agree on anything else, but 95% of the people I talk to are like, yes.
Nazarene Minister Lance Kahn of Sumner County chose a Democratic ballot.
Usually we're paying attention to affordable health care, education, especially teacher wages. My wife's a teacher, so we try to make sure that those issues are up front.
Early voting in the primaries and local races runs through July 28. Election day is August 2nd. The ballot includes local races along with the highly contested primaries for U.S. Senate and governor. The nation's largest private prison operator is looking for a new home in the Nashville area as it expands. CoreCivic's business has been on the upswing under the Trump administration, which reversed an Obama-era decision to stop using private prisons for federal inmates. Stock prices plummeted then, but surged by 40% the day Trump was elected. CoreCivic has received millions in government contracts in recent years to house undocumented immigrants. Last year, a Reveal investigation discovered that ICE is the company's primary source of contracts. In one facility in New Mexico, CoreCivic receives $2.5 million per month, no matter how many or how few immigrants are housed there. The company's roughly 400 employees are currently headquartered in Green Hills, but CoreCivic tells the Nashville Business Journal it's been looking for new properties in Williamson and Davidson counties. And 4 months after being released by the Tennessee Titans, DeMarco Murray has announced he's retiring from the NFL. The 30-year-old running back lost his job to Derrick Henry last season after dealing with a knee injury late in the year and missing the Titans' final regular season game and two playoff contests.